When he'd emptied his glass, he went to chat with Monsieur Labigre in a little glazed compartment at the end of the room, where the gas had not yet been lighted. "What will you take?" Claude asked of Florent. He had, on entering, grasped the hand of the person who had called out to him. This was a market porter, a well-built young man of 22 at the most. His cheeks and chin were clean-shaven, but he wore a small moustache and looked a sprightly, strapping fellow with his broad-brimmed hat covered with chalk and his wool-worked neckpiece, the straps falling from which tightened his short blue blouse. Claude, who called him Alexandre, patted his arms and asked him when they were going to Charentonneau again. Then they talked about a grand excursion they'd made together in a boat on the Marne, when they'd eaten a rabbit for supper in the evening. "Well, what will you take?" Claude again asked Florent. The latter looked at the counter in great embarrassment. At one end of it some stoneware pots, encircled with brass bands and containing punch and hot wine, were standing over the short blue flames of a gas stove. Florent at last confessed that a glass of something warm would be welcome. Monsieur Labigre thereupon served them with three glasses of punch. In a basket near the pots were some smoking hot rolls, which had only just arrived. However, as neither of the others took one, Florent likewise refrained and drank his punch. He felt it slipping down into his empty stomach like a stream of molten lead. It was Alexandre who paid for the round. "He's a fine fellow, that Alexandre," said Claude, when he and Florent found themselves alone again on the footway of the Rue Rambuteau. "He's a very amusing companion to take into the country. He's fond of showing his strength. And then he's so magnificently built. I've seen him stripped. If I could..."